Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Weak side rebound, McCautry above the rim, ahead to Sharma on the drive, the lob, one-hand jam time! Oh, baby! Otieno hits the deck hard as he was bounced in there. It was a lob and a one-hand jam. He caught it up at the top of the square, Earl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
3:28 remaining, 78-53. This is Billiken Basketball from Learfield.
That is Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. with the call. Billikens were up by 25 at that point. They win it 78-64 over Grand Canyon, a good team that had been to the tournament 4 out of the last 5 years. We're joined by Josh Schertz. Our visits with him are sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. How about that? And the defensive effort, we'll get into all that. On KMOX was a fun night, Josh Schertz.
Yeah, no, it was a really good night. A great crowd. I thought our student section was awesome and loud, brought great energy. I think it was 6,000 plus in there. Obviously, hopefully, the ones that came will come back, and we'll continue to build off that. But good team performance, good team win. Obviously, would have liked to finish the game a little better, but that stretch in the second half from up 2 to up 27, I think we outscored them 35-10. Over a 12-minute window was certainly eye-opening and I think insight into kind of, you know, who we can be as a team.
Yeah, that was really something. You're right. I mean, it happens in a hurry. By the way, Otieno, that last dunk, he came down, it looked like on his ankle. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he's getting looked at today. I think he's okay. Just came down and landed, I think the guy had fallen, and he landed on a prone player from Grand Canyon. So when he came down to dunk, there was a guy laying under the basket, and he landed on him. And so don't think it's anything too serious, we hope, but I'll know more today. He and Kellen will get checked out, and we'll see kind of where they are as we're heading into, 4 days of practice here before we play again on Friday.
Yeah, Kellen got smoked on a screen right in front of us at midcourt by Breidenbach. That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one, and it was a physical, clean play. It was one of those, Kellen's pressuring the ball. I don't know if I can't really tell. I mean, Rob was pretty far off. I don't know if Kellen didn't hear Robbie calling under, the screen. Regardless, we didn't hear it. We got cracked, and that was tough because I thought Kellen really he had a poor first half for him, but his second half he was off to a great start. I mean, they had two or three steals right away. He was so active, and we certainly missed him. Those last 10-11 minutes of the game that he went down. So we're hoping he's fine. He'll get evaluated today as well, and I'm sure they'll go through a variety of tests, that they do when you have something like that, concussion, et cetera. And we'll hope he's okay and ready to go tomorrow as well.
Billikens get the win 78-64 over Grand Canyon. And I didn't know how far they were going to go with the fouls early. I mean, it was like, what, 6-0 on the fouls? Like, my goodness.
8-0?
Yeah. What is going on here? And then the crowd, of course, I was just waiting for it. I actually said it on TV. I said, listen to the crowd when they call that first foul. And they were all over it. They were having some fun with it. But after that, your team played as good a defense as I can remember. I mean, it was just remarkable what you did to lock up a good Grand Canyon team.
Yeah, no, I thought we were really dialed in. You know, what we did discipline-wise, you know, our game plan, the focus, the physicality, you know, it was across the board. I mean, how we guarded ball screens, we did a great job in transition of building walls, sprinting back. I thought our contests were great. You know, they're terrific in transition. They're terrific on the offensive glass. They're an awesome ball screen team, and I thought those areas, you know, our discipline, attention to detail, physicality, multiple efforts, all those things were terrific. And a lot of times, I mean, you know this, Tom, like, you know, people get into an offense is much more sexy and it sells, but, you know, if you're a bad defensive team, you're never going to be a good offensive team because you're always going to be taking the ball in the net. So it doesn't, you know, to be a great offensive team, you have to be, to me, a really elite defensive team. That's always been, you know, what we like that team in 23-24 that led the, you know, whatever led Division I in offensive efficiency at Indiana State. We were number one in the Valley in defense too. And the year before we were number two. And last year in the A-10, we were number four in defense efficiency. So that's the hallmark of everything is being able to guard and finish plays. And that gets us out in transition. The ability to force tough shots, force turnovers, that allows us to get out and create the pace we want. But everything starts with us on the defensive end.
This Deion Brown rebounding is just crazy. I mean, I can't believe how good of a rebounder he is. Obviously, you saw it. That's why you brought him here. But the Boston College transfer has 15 boards. I mean, he's grabbing rebounds from seven-footers at the peak of his jump. I mean, what the heck? Wow.
Yeah, there's just certain guys that have a nose for the ball. You know, they just have, like, you know, those guys in football that always, you know, come up with the fumble at the bottom of the pile, pull it out. The guy just, that's just Deion Brown. He just has a knack for it, a nose for it. He finds ways to come up with those plays. And, yeah, that rebound in the second half was super impressive. I mean, a crowd of people, like you said, I think, you know, seven-footer in there, and he just rise above everybody to go high point that rebound, but gets 15 rebounds. And then what he does defensively, you know, the ability, the pressure he brings, the ability to guard multiple positions. I mean, he's a two-way guy. He's a terrific rebounder. He's got unbelievable energy. You know, he's certainly an alpha, you know, in terms of, you know, how he is a person. But yeah, he was fantastic tonight. He was, you know, Amari's going to get a lot of credit, deservedly so. He was terrific, and the guys who score always, you know, get a bunch. But I know Deion only had six, but I don't know that there was you'd be hard-pressed that there was a more impactful player last night in terms of putting his fingerprints on winning than Deion Brown for the Billikens.
You know, I was looking at numbers last year for Amari, and he shot 53%. For a freshman, that was one of the best performances by a SLU freshman in history. Well, I can see partly why he shoots such a high percentage. That guy gets to the rim. I mean, and he can finish at the rim. He is, I don't want to pump him up too much. I don't know if you do, but he's as good of a finisher as there is right now in your league.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've said, you know, I've done this 28 years. He's as good around the rim as I've coached. I mean, he's got it with both hands. He can finish with his right hand, finish with his left hand. He finds angles. He's a really hard cover because, like last night, you know, they're putting their bigs on him and trying to back up and had some success because they baited him. You know, he took a couple of threes that we probably, you know, didn't love, not off paint touches, went 0 for 4. But, you know, the trade-off of that was, you know, he was 8 for 9 on twos and got downhill at will being guarded by their fours and fives. And he's such a confrontational driver. He's such a good finisher. If you put a smaller guy on him, he overpowers him. You put a bigger guy on him, he goes by him. You know, he's 6'6 with a 7'1 wingspan. He can extension finish with either hand. And he's got great touch, great ability to find the angles, the geometry of the game. You know, he just, you know, is able to find a way to get the ball to the backboard, have the right spin. And, you know, that's kind of an aid. So, you know, we work on finishing a lot because we hope to be at the rim a lot. But I would love to take credit for that and certainly pass it on to Phil and AP and those guys. But that's a lot of that's just, you know, inside of you, and his ability around the rim is second to none. And, you know, we're seeing him kind of take this major step in year two. And that's, you know, what you hope systematically for guys is that they, you know, he gets more comfortable, understands, you know, where he can be aggressive, how to attack. And, you know, he's night and day from where he was 12 months from now. And the scary part for me is, you know, with him, I think he's just starting now to kind of like scratch that surface. I always talked with him about, you know, the chasm between how good he is and what he's capable of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I said it in the preseason, like when he's turned up ready to play, I think he's not only our best player, I think he's maybe the best player in the league. So, you know, I stand by that.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, it really is a fun team. I mean, you got all these guys that can go downhill. And then, oh, just the, you know, preseason Naismith watch list, Robbie Avila just hanging out back there, bombing threes. If you collapse, it's remarkable to watch. Now, I do think there was, and you alluded to this in the beginning of our conversation, there was a moment or two that you didn't like, and certainly I could see it coming too. Around the 6.5-minute mark, in Chicago State, I think it was around the 7.5-minute mark, this team was not playing to your liking, and Troy and I both saw you stand in the middle of the floor making sure they all walked right by you going into that timeout, and then you let them have it. There, you know, I'm an Indiana football fan, and I love Kurt Cignetti, and one thing he always says is, regardless of score, first play to the last play. And I think that's the philosophy that you have here with this team.
Absolutely. That's, you know, there's, you know, I talk a lot with our guys. Our goals every game are to compete together. Cause I think those are controllable things, how hard you play, your effort, your physicality, and you can control doing it together. You can't control the ball going in or the opponent's ball going in or all kinds of variables in a game, but those are two controllable things. The other thing we talk about, is competing present, being present inside the competition, stacking the possession in front of you. The team that wins is the team that stacks the most possessions. You're going to play last night, it was 150 or so, and a lot of nights 150 to 160 possessions. And so it takes a lot of mental toughness, and it takes a lot of maturity to not let the scoreboard dictate your effort level. The circumstances dictate your effort level, but the really elite teams, really elite programs, there's a standard of play, and that standard of play doesn't change if you're up by 30 or you're down by 30, or it's you're playing every possession like it's, you know, the last possession of the game. You're valuing that possession. You're stacking that possession. That's what we talk about, our guys. Stack possessions, stack days. It's all about building consistent high-level performance. You're building your habits, whether you're up 30 or whatever the case is, and we want to make sure we're building great habits. And so, you know, there's areas like, you know, I subbed, you know, some, that was some on me, and then we just got to play better. Like, I've got to get, you know, Jax and Cam comfortable. They're 10-11 right now. But, you know, there's going to be things that happen likely in the season where we're not going to have all our players available, and we're going to need those guys to play minutes and help us win games, because stuff's going to likely happen. I hope it doesn't. I hope we go the whole season with no injuries or illness, but coached 28 years, never happened the previous 27. So I need to get those guys ready to help us win games at some point. It's a hard scenario for them. But, you know, and I know everybody gets with the net and all that stuff, but that we got to play to a certain standard. That standard has to be for the entire 40 minutes, possession one to possession 160. And we have had some where the scoreboard's gotten, you know, in our favor, up 36 against Chicago State, up 27 last night, where, hey, you know, we maybe take our foot off the gas. We got a little cute. I think we had three straight turnovers and three straight possessions with fouls. And it went from 27 to, like, you know, 21, 20 or whatever. And then next thing you know, we labored a little bit down the stretch.
You know, I've always said I think basketball is made for celebrities. It's a great game to attend, and they love to go. You know, Jack Nicholson made it famous at Laker games and at Knick games, Spike Lee. Well, last night I'm sitting there, and you got Anthony Bonner. You got Jordair Jett asking people if they're going to Humphreys. You got Brian Jordan and Bernard Gilkey, former Cardinals. I had a chance to visit with them. Timo Baumgartel was at the game, the St. Louis City player. And lo and behold, I had a chance to catch up briefly. Former Missouri Tiger Sophie Cunningham in the house. I mean, there was a big-time celebrity factor at the game last night.
Yeah, I was disappointed to learn that Sophie wasn't there to watch me coach. I was told afterwards that was not her reasoning, so I was a bit disappointed. No, it was a lot of great. I mean, yeah, like you said, so many, you know, former Billikens, great Billikens in the house. Got to spend some time with those guys. And, you know, I said it with Rammer, like, you know, we're trying to write our own chapter in St. Louis basketball history in the book that is St. Louis basketball. It's year 100 and whatever, chapter 100, whatever. But, man, do we have incredible respect for the players and coaches and teams that have built this thing, and that we get to walk on the foundation that they laid. And so when those guys come back and they're supportive and they're proud of how we compete, like, that means the world, not just to me, but to our players and staff. And seeing some of the people, like you said, some of the celebrities come out, we want to make, you know, Billiken games, a place to be. We want to make it where, hey, that's must see entertainment. You know, we're going to, you know, they like we talked about, you know, you have to earn home court advantage, and you earn it by, you know, two things. You got to win first and foremost, and then you got to entertain. And I think, you know, we're trying to do both those things at a high level, you know, and I think hopefully, you know, as it goes, people will respond to that. Crowds will continue to get better. I always say, you know, once you come and watch, you know, the team play, it's hard not to get hooked. It's an entertaining style. They play incredibly hard. You know, they play for each other. I think it represents a lot of what, you know, we want, you know, what St. Louis itself is about as a city. And so my hope is that'll just continue to grow and grow, and that 6,000 from last night, next thing you know, is 8, and then hopefully, you know, we're selling Shape It's out, and that becomes the norm, is that place is packed to the gills. And when it is, I've been in there once against Dayton where it was, and it was an incredible atmosphere.
That was a game where I took my daughter last year, sat in the seats. I couldn't have been prouder to sit with the fans and watch that place rock. That was really something.
Yep.
Have fun at Herman Stadium today, SLU and Dayton, A-10 championship. It's a good time to be a Billiken. We appreciate you, Coach.
I appreciate you. Be out there. Hope everybody comes out, supports him. Kevin, the guy is trying to add another championship and get ready for the NCAA tournament. It'll be an awesome day. I'll be there cheering the Billikens on. See you soon, Tom.
Thank you. Good to see you and talk to you last night and today. It is the Billikens. They're fun. They get the win 78-64 over Grand Canyon. We'll come back, talk about the Musial Awards with Mark Schreiber right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.